So, doctor, there's a few financial implications for someone trying to access medicinal marijuana. And now you've done this research. What are those financial implications for someone trying to access that marijuana?
Yeah, so I've been working with Cannabis Access since January, and we've been running a live website prior to that. As every one of your listeners, or most of your listeners, would know, that medical marijuana or cannabis has been legalized by the Australian government, and there is a process of obtaining it through the TGA in Australia. And the local state authorities have to ratify that as well before the patient can access that. The cost changes between the medicinal cannabis we prescribe for various reasons. If it's for multiple sclerosis or neuropathic pain, it could be anything between $300 to $500, $600 a month. And for an epileptic patient, it could be up to $1,000 to $1,200 a month.
Oh, wow. Is that too expensive of a price for them to use, or are we slowly seeing the prices drop as I guess, the time that it's been available goes on?
Yes. So from our research, what we've noticed is that the pricing has gone down significantly. In the last 12 to 18 months, it has dropped as much as by 50%.
Yeah, wow, okay. Your report also found that some pharmacists increase medicinal marijuana, though, by up to 140% as well. So what does that mean for patients in the need of the drug? Are they unable to access it because there are different, I guess, fluctuations of the price of these drugs?
Correct. So every product producer or provider will have a different type of product they have in the market and how they extract the oil. And they all have a different pricing. But because there is so much competition, the pricing is going to fall. There is no doubt in my mind that we're going to see a decline in pricing.
Well, I guess that's a massive benefit, especially for the patients. They found that the patients pay on an average about $373 per month for medical marijuana, which is about 25% higher than the illegal products themselves. What does that kind of mean for both the legal and illegal market? How is that going to affect it?
So our viewpoint is that once the two lines meet, there is no doubt in my head that patients would want to do it legally and would like to access their medication legally. So the process is also being streamlined by Canberra, by the TGA as well. To their credit, they're working very hard with us to help provide better services to our patients. I feel that there is a lot more work to be done, whether it goes on to PBS or to the REPATs, who probably need it as well for post-traumatic stress disorder. Whether the government would look at that is debatable. I'm not sure of that.
Yeah, okay. What do you think can be done to improve the accessibility of medicinal marijuana for the people who really need it? Will the prices come down due to maybe a new scheme that needs to be introduced? Or, yeah, what do you think needs to be done?
I think it's a combination of things. Yes, the legislation would help if we can bring it into a PBS sort of a form, or perhaps just the competition which exists now. And we know that the products are coming from Canada and Europe, which are very expensive to produce. But I'm sure the markets in South America and the African countries will also produce a quality medicinal cannabis and thus reduce the pricing.
Yeah, right. And just going back to the report, was there anything that you found that was quite hopeful from the findings in your report for the people that are now able to access these drugs?
Absolutely. We are seeing that the TGA has approved a lot of the patients. It is a lot easier process than what it was when we first started. We know that pharmacies are now also able to access the medicinal cannabis through the product companies a lot easier. And the dispensing costs will also taper down as and when more patients become aware. So it's the awareness in the market which is important. Programs like yourself, who's doing that as we speak, to bring about awareness in the general community.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, I guess, very important that we do discuss it and do like to see benefits in the community from something that has, I guess, fairly recently changed in our legislation to allow these people a bit of a better life. So thank you so much, Doctor, for talking to us today about the study you conducted and I guess the prices that are changing in the face of a new field of medicine.
Pleasure to have me on your program. Thank you.
Thank you so much.